I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Allie Burlow. And this time, Allie checks out an ingenious program on Martha's Vineyard that's providing food for the community while it also works to reduce tick-borne illnesses.
This is a story about making meatballs and feeding people with something we all probably have a lot of in our backyards, from an animal that could be grazing outside your window, in your garden right this minute, and that's venison.
I could have made just classic Italian meatballs, which are wonderful with the venison, or chili. There are many things you can do with it, but I decided to make sweet and sour meatballs.
That's Gail Spear. She volunteers at the Island Food Pantry. It's one of the nonprofits on Martha's Vineyard that provides food for people in need. More than 11% of the vineyard's year-round population lives in poverty, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The Island Food Pantry served over 450 households in the last year. That's nearly 1,000 adults, children, and seniors of the roughly 16,000 people who live on the vineyard. Gail's meatball recipe uses ground venison that was donated by local deer hunters and includes some other ingredients that are also available at the food pantry.
So the seasonings include scallions and garlic and soy sauce and ginger and red pepper flakes.
There are a lot of moving parts to this venison donation program. It's in its second year and is a collaborative partnership between nonprofits like the Food Pantry, the Martha's Vineyard Agricultural Society, Island Grown Initiative, and the MV Tick Program, which runs out of Dukes County. The town's boards of health play an important role, too. This season, there was a new community deer cooler that was made available to all the hunters who wanted to take more animals. And that made a big difference in terms of the quantity of donated venison that went up from 200 pounds last year to 350 pounds this year. Back at the food pantry, Gail was serving meatballs with a chili sauce and a bit of pineapple as an appetizer to show clients how delicious they are and how to make them at home, even as a full dinner, served over rice with peas to add flavor and pop.
So far, everybody who's tasted it has had great things to say.
From the community deer cooler, the meat gets taken to a local business where it's butchered and ground up in a commercial kitchen. Then it's packed and labeled according to Board of Health requirements and distributed out to the food pantry in frozen one-pound packages. It won't be sold because of government regulations.
It's a wonderful program, and I know that the people who are working on whatever initiatives they can to reduce the tick population are also very supportive of this program as we bring down the deer population and provide good food and hopefully fewer hosts for the deer ticks.
And taste tests and recipes that use ingredients that the food pantry has to offer help out the cause too.
A lot of people are really familiar with venison. They've grown up on the island and they're really delighted to have it. But we also have folks who've never tasted it before.
In terms of a taste of place, this venison is it. It's wild, professionally handled, and totally traceable right down to the hunter. The meat is flavorful and satisfying. There may be a lot of moving parts to this program, but it's hugely successful in its specific aim to address two public health issues: food insecurity and the pervasiveness of tick-borne illnesses. I asked Katie Morris, the managing director of the Island Food Pantry, what advice she has to offer other communities who'd want to start a program like this.
Starting with really great partners is, I think, the only way that we would be able to do this. We have the Island Grown Initiative, who's doing the venison, taking the venison in. They're refrigerating it. They're really doing a lot of the heavy lifting in terms of the communication out to the community as well. We could never do this ourselves. It takes a village.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
We've got photos of those venison meatballs and that recipe, along with some links about the venison donation program. You can just visit our website, capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.